I'm not a part of that, Alice. My parents hadn't met.
Yeah, mine not either.
Interrupted only by the gunfire.
Thank you, Barry.
No problem. You guys talk.
See ya.
And good morning to you, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
what's going on?
Matt of Big Toe, who, boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, I'd like to just prove to the room.
All right. Troy
hey,
Locks.
I still have my What Would Jesus Do thing that you bought me.
Is it around your neck?
No, it's in my pocket, but
all right,
yeah,
all right.
It makes my pocket bulge, and I appreciate that.
It helps, doesn't it? Every little bit helps.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's less cumbersome than the zucchini I was using.
Glad to hear that you haven't thrown it away yet. I just, wanted to call and, do what everybody else is doing, tell you guys that, it's been a lot of fun, and it's just too damn bad that they can't see real talent,
Let me ask you this. Does Big Toe Towing, is this a franchise, or is it just only here?
Well, I was thinking, Troy, if, I could teach you lockouts and then, it'd give you something to do.
Hey, are you a potential employer?
I'm a potential employer, and
that's
I could
great.
Probably put you right in business with just a very small investment.
Oh, see, they're, okay. We just hit a problem.
Yeah, and another thing, if y'all can find Martha, I'll holler, big ass over there if you want me to.
No, but Billy called. He needs to go out and visit some relatives this weekend.
It's Big Toe, not Big Crane.
Yeah, there you go. Big Crane. I know she sounds a little heavy on the phone, but you just never know.
We've never met Martha.
Well, Matt, you've done great by me, man. The 46 times I've locked my keys in my car, you've been there for me.
And I want you to know that you can continue to call me. I just won't come.
Okay. You're just going to laugh.
That's right, because, see, without the free plugs, it just gets me nowhere.
Oh, well, no, we're still going to be on the radio.
All right. You'll just hit me on the FM side, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Well, listen, good luck, and I'll see you around, and Troy, I'm sure I'll talk to you.
I'm sure you will, Matt. Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow. Probably.
All right, buddy.
Your mother's house, right?
Good chance you'll talk to Troy by the end of the day. Candyman.
Hey, how are you guys?
Just fine.
No, you're not. This is depressing as can be.
It's not depressing.
Sure it is.
Okay, it is.
Well, this was the only thing that I used to enjoy about riding around Louisville and doing my job. I could listen to you guys in the morning.
Well, you still can on one show.
Well,
I limit the time only.
Sean, at least for a couple of months anyway.
Right.
Yeah, until February.
Yeah, well, man, that stinks even worse. Don't tell me I'm going to have to listen to...
What?
To those...
Frickin'
morons out of Indianapolis or them two guys out of Charlotte.
Well, you don't have to do that.
No, we'll
I do like I used to do
before
there was Uncle Ron's Asylum and the Rocky and Troy show. I could listen to my own CD collection.
Or we can come to your house and do a 3-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, now you're talking.
And we'll do it for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
For breakfast?
For breakfast, yeah.
Instead of money.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, I only give out candy.
All right. No, we're not going anywhere, man. Well, we are, but we just don't know where. But when we find out, we'll let you know.
Well, I certainly hope so, because, I've had a lot of friends that come to Louisville to see me, and then they're from all over the country. Big cities, Chicago, New York, Miami, Atlanta. And they all say the same thing. Rocky and Troy were the funniest morning shows they had ever heard in their life. And to the point that they would actually be going to a meeting somewhere and have to pull over on the interstate because they were laughing so hard. And that was the thing that woke them up and what made everybody love Rocky and Troy.
Well, that's very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, another unsolicited testimonial.
For the millions and the millions of Rocky and Troy's fans.
And it's the funniest thing they ever heard in their lives, the plural mm-hmm. form to go yeah. along with these subjects.
It's a reincarnation person.
Yeah. Exactly. Candyman, we appreciate the call.
Hey, you guys take care, and we'll be listening for you somewhere.
Happy uh-huh. Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, yeah. Thanks.
Rob, the loneliest guy in Louisville.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
Morning, man. Morning,
hi.
Mark.
Rob, how you doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
I'm going to head to the track later on and check out my horse.
Yeah?
Got a 2-year-old horse starting to train out there now.
Is that right?
Swollen ankles, eats like Godzilla, can't run, won't breed. I think he might be gay. His stall is immaculate.
You bought a gay horse.
I think so. He has no
speed.
Weren't
there telltale signs that it was a gay horse?
He has no speed, does 6 furlongs in about a minute 18, but I will say his stall is immaculate.
Is that the one with the nice ferns around?
Got some ferns hanging, yeah.
The guy is just incredible. So we
pastel
have
couch.
I'm sure all the other horses love him, too.
Well, he cooks. They know.
Yeah, there you go. And how was Two Keys last night?
Two Keys in Lexington was...
Did you kill anybody?
Well, no. They waited until the UK game was over. They wanted to wait for the end of the 49-point blowout.
So we
started the show an hour late.
Could have been a comeback.
The room was packed full of drunk UK fans, as though there's a difference between the sober ones.
And, is kind of redundant?
A walk through the intellectual ocean of those souls would have gotten you wet about up to the mid-ankle. Just everything you expect in Lexington and more.
Ah, wonderful. Well, like I said, as long as you didn't kill anybody, everything's, it's a good gig.
No, we stopped a week, down a little bit, took Dad out there along with the other comic work with his speak, Joe Carroll, and we stopped off and toured a couple horse farms and made a whole day of it out there. We saw a new project they have underway at Kentucky Horse Park.
Yeah?
They're combining with NASCAR to come up with a horse that actually blows up when it gets bumped. Explodes in flames.
Hey, now, see, I'd go to the track more often for that.
I would go. Yeah. I think they get a lot more people out there. Plus, you put Hebert and Torres on one of those horses, considering the volatility of their chemical...
Would it launch a hoof into the crowd and kill a spectator?
Oh, all kinds of, flaming parts come flying off.
Is it true they're going to put a pit out of Keeneland and make the horses stop every couple of laps?
They're going to put a pit on turn 3 at Churchill for the route races. You have to pull a horse over, they jack it up, wipe off its face, plug in, pull out, and off he goes. I think it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, I think that'll make you the racing commissioner.
I think so. We have jockeys with nicknames like the Intimidator, things like that. That's exactly what you need. It's all you need out there to make it more fun.
The Rainbow Thoroughbred.
Just amazing.
You're right, Ron?
Oh, yeah. Mo was talking to me.
Are we going to have a big crowd at the club tonight? Got two shows tonight. Are we expecting large crowds?
Well, actually, I was just kidding with Troy about the second show. I just like to watch him panic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was really only one show tonight.
Oh, okay.
I just like to watch Troy sweat.
Yeah, he likes to. Yeah, you like to see me.
I like to see you. You fall down in the fetal position when I mentioned coming in and.
I was actually right there on the verge of saying yeah.
Yeah, I wish you'd have kept that going. So
I was going to get in the shower. Seriously, because I talked to my wife. I said, yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Listen,
if I just showed up at 10:30 and went up anyway.
Hey, you're welcome to it.
Would it be all right?
Yeah, the staff would love to see you.
Do we have one or two tonight? Because I really don't know.
We'll give you a mop and let you wipe out the stage while you're up there.
Then Mark is asking, is there one or two shows?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Rob, I had decided to do it.
Oh, we'll see. Should have told me earlier. We would have gone ahead and planned one.
Right. That was the determining factor.
Yeah, like I said, the whole thing was revolved around just, watching you sweat and panic. Because, boy, there is nothing like the look on your face when somebody asks you to come out and do a remote.
Now, doing a remote, I can do. What is the number one phobia in the world is speaking in front of crowds.
But you get up in front of crowds all the time. If you go down to, you go down to the nightclub down the street and open the show, they don't expect you to play an instrument, do they?
No.
You open the show for, Foghat or whatever, they don't expect you to stand up there and sing.
Slow ride. He just did that for the fun.
One of their hit.
I've been drinking heavily that night.
There's different expectations for in front of a comedy crowd. There's been nights when I've been up there, they sweat running up the crack of my butt. I mean, just,
the laws of gravity here defy.
You want to meet certain expectations. Like Mystery Hill out somewhere. Every state has one. Mystery Hill.
Where the water goes uphill.
Your car rolls uphill. Come see it. And they're lined up. Now they're seeing the face of Jesus in a water tower. You've got, the weeping menu at Waffle House. I mean, just stuff that... our ability to understand.
Gone, you Rob.
Well, I just called to remind you that tonight is the official Rocky and Troy clearance. Everything must go. So if you guys want to clean out the prize closet,
hey, all right. Well,
I think everybody who's listening ought to come out and for a show of support tonight and
get something with Rocky and Troy.
Exactly, exactly. And also in honor of the anniversary, we do have a special drink special tonight,
mm-hmm.
which I think Mark and I talked about last week.
Which is?
Called the Dealey Plaza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Born in Dallas.
You take 3 shots, it goes right to your head.
There may
be a 4th shot, but we've never proven that.
It's prepared for you by a fuzzy shadow behind a fence. You don't even see the bartender. It's just an image on a photograph.
Just remember, if you want to get to the bathroom, it's back and to the left.
Hey, Rob, if we both show up tonight, if I show up, I know that Rocky's going to be out there for the early for the show. If I show up and we do like a comedy tag team thing, will I get paid?
No.
All right. You guys have a great night.
But I think this is a great opportunity for everybody to come by and and wave goodbye to Rocky and Troy and like pick up something from the prize vault, since I know that you're probably bringing the forklift full of prizes tonight.
Don't we always?
Well, yeah, but the last couple of weeks, it's gotten shown up somewhere else.
Who wants the keychain?
What are the odds that every audience member will come away with memorabilia?
Who wants the Fazoli's frozen ice coupon?
Well, we're going to miss you guys in the morning.
We're not gone. This show does come to an end today, though. But I look for the fax later, Rob, because I have some winners.
Oh, cool!
That I need to fax over there to you for tonight's big show.
Like I said, I think everybody who's listening ought to come in, and we'll take a picture of you flipping off Clear Channel.
Now that doesn't happen this show.
No, not you guys.
The audience.
Yeah, the audience.
He's talking about everybody in the crowd.
Oh, I see.
Because I know you guys are good corporate, you all are, company people now.
Well, until we have an answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll go on and bring the digital camera and go on and get that photo made just in case it has to be posted.
Ah, see, there you go.
Thinking ahead's what we're doing.
That's right.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. See you tonight.
See you, Rob.
Bye.
And
you guys, how long was that planned?
I didn't know anything about it.
Twisting in the wind for a week?
I didn't know anything about it.
I had just finally gotten up the testicles to go do this.
I did not know a thing about it. And apparently, Mark didn't know.
No, I was going to do it tonight, and I was ready to go ahead and just, get the money and do the thing and have as much fun as I could. But now, no.
Well, I can write you some jokes. I mean, the easy part's the material.
Is it?
Oh, they write themselves.
Really?
What do you say to someone who doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground?
I don't know.
How long have you been a voter in Palm Beach County, Florida?
Oh,
he's right
see?
Themselves. Jokes are the easiest part.
Oh, what's the point now? Maybe you can help Rocky out.
Seen the act.
Well, who's having a birthday is kind of run its course.
Yeah.
Now, maybe going to who's having an anniversary.
Ooh.
A little twist, something I'm working on.
Very good.
Not to give anything away, because, Mark will steal it.
Anybody celebrating anything? Marriage? Divorce?
Yeah.
Testicular lesion? Anything?
Haircut?
Gallbladder operations? Who's got them? Carol, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, gentlemen?
Wonderful, as can be expected.
Good. Y'all left me with a visual I really didn't need, and that was Rob making Troy sweaty. Just before the big Thanksgiving dinner, huh?
No, if you really think about it, it'll turn you on.
If you say so.
No, I'm kidding.
No, because the sweat just sort of gathers in the chest area there.
What are you trying to say?
Does Troy have a chest?
Huh? Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. Coming from Hercules.
Thor, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I saw Rocky Friday night.
Friday night.
A comedy caravan.
Oh, yeah, that was
one of your gallbladder people, in fact.
Weren't you surprised? Because I was wondering, how do I give all this stuff away tonight? And I said, well, it'd be easy just to give it away by giving...
So I've got one of your famous CDs now.
Wow.
You hold on to that. That's...
I don't want to see that on eBay.
I don't have it autographed, though.
Well, bring it out tonight and I'll autograph it.
Whoa!
Well, I was just calling, of course, like everybody else, wish you all luck. And I hope Clear Channel does right by you guys. I'm a little concerned with what they're doing with the other radio station, but, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Well,
we hope to have answers here soon.
Well, it's really disconcerting to tune in for some good classic rock and find a basketball game on, too.
Right, yeah. We've heard that one before.
Yeah, that's not all fun.
Nothing from the Bitterroot Mountain League up in Idaho. I mean, who wants to hear that? You can hear Coeur d'Alene facing off against Helena.
Bitterroot Mountain League.
Yeah, and didn't Bob and Tom, didn't they fail on two other radio stations locally?
As far as we're concerned, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know why they're such a hot commodity for Clear Channel, but, I guess let them take their knocks.
That Clear Channel owns them now.
Well, whatever.
Well, we just hope that we'll be talking to you for years and years and years to come, Carol.
Well, I sure hope so. I know Sean's staying there, so I'll have to call and have a little phone action with him.
Ooh.
So he's not so lonely.
Promises.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got nothing to do while the troubleshooter guy is on for a few hours. So, yeah, give him a call.
That'd be great.
Well, tune into the troubleshooter, You shouldn't have to glue dovetail joints, just all kinds of stuff that you need to know.
Compelling. Just on what you said.
Handy home helpful call insurance. Mm.
Well, good luck, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You didn't sign? I thought you pre-signed all the CDs.
You are there?
Yes, Cozy.
This will take but a moment. Friday afternoon, I need Rocky and Troy. I need both of you in here. I've sold sponsorship to the KY Talk Show. He loves you. He's going to drop $10,000 a day, as a matter of fact, just to own presents to it. So anyway, both of you guys get a cut. It'll be $2,500 a week.
Wow.
And what you'll do is just basically say the company name. We can't give it out. Can't let the cat out of the bag yet. It's a contract sign, you know. Uh-huh. But you get $2,500 a piece a week.
And this is going to happen on Friday, you say?
This Friday, yes. And
well,
next week, it's an annual commitment.
Uh-huh.
I make a lot of percentage off this.
I bet you do, but we have a little roadblock here.
No. There's no option too big. I mean, this guy's loaded.
Well.
If it's not enough money, he gave me the go-ahead to get $5,000 a week to you. I was going to hardball you. What's the problem?
Well, this is our final.
Okay, I wasn't going to say anything. $6,000 a week.
Oh,
that's as high as he could go. That's as high as he could possibly go. Damn it, Rocket, don't make me do it.
Just tell
$8,000 a week.
Oh, you were going to screw it.
I wasn't going to screw you. I was looking out for you. I don't want you to get rich too quick.
You
see what happened to Kurt Cobain when he blew his head off because he got rich too quick.
Yeah, that always that happened.
See, you crackers don't know how to handle money.
Yeah. Well, the problem is Friday, we're off Friday to begin with, so we won't be able to come in and meet with your new client.
No problem. We'll do it Monday.
We're on vacation beginning next Monday. And are you ready for number three?
Go ahead.
Today's the final day of our talk.
Till you get back on vacation.
This is it.
Are you quitting?
The experiment is over. No, we're not quitting. The experiment is over, and they didn't really.
Give me Jan North.
Oh, well, wait a second, you son of a.
She's going to make $8,000 a week.
Well, he'll start low.
Like
he'll
she needs more money.
How many Gold Grill Maximus can you buy?
She doesn't need any more money.
He's right about the white people and money thing, though. He really.
Yeah.
He should have gone out and bought a big gold rope.
More calls standing by.
Mm.
Joe Arnold.
You look at some of the exit polls.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks went 93% for Gore. Hispanics went 62% for Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem the GOP isn't helping themselves by their pandering to the minorities and the immigrants.
You think the GOP has been pandering to those groups?
At the end of their convention.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush went around the country yapping in Spanish.
Wake up with Joe Arnold, weekday morning 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
And in other news today, it seems the first Thanksgiving didn't exactly happen quite the way we thought. Prudence Penobscot, the last surviving pilgrim, has an amazing story to tell. Mrs. Penobscot, is it true the pilgrims and the Indians actually shared Thanksgiving dinner at Executive West Hotel?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We go there every year. The food is delicious. There's something to please everyone, and I don't have to cook that turkey or clean up afterwards.
Incredible and delicious. So everyone can enjoy a harvest of Thanksgiving favorites, including turkey, with Chef Jerry's famous hazelnut sage dressing, an array of entrees, salads, and desserts for only $17.95. Plus, singer Harold Gilbert will entertain you. For reservations, call Executive West Hotel at 367-2251. That's 367-2251. And by the way, have a happy Thanksgiving at Executive West Hotel, Waterson Expressway, at the main entrance to Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center.
Look great. Feel great. Celebrate. Oxmoor style. With style that glistens and tradition that sparkles. There's a look and a feeling that happens only once a year. And Oxmoor Center has everything you need to make it one of the best holiday seasons ever. Visit Jacobson's, Lazarus, Sears, or any of our other great stores. And this holiday season, give the gift wrap that keeps on giving. Make this holiday sparkle for others with a donation to the charity of your choice. In exchange, we'll beautifully wrap any of your Oxmoor purchases. Your gifts will look good and you'll feel good. And to show our appreciation to you this holiday season, we're offering free valet parking throughout the holidays. Just drive to the Lazarus East or Jacobson's North entrance and let us make your shopping easier. Oxmoor Center. Style that glistens, tradition that sparkles. Open Friday 8 to 10, Saturday 10 to 10.
Okay. Yeah, I'm small. I recognize that fact. And occasionally I have to remind people that size isn't the only criteria for being a jockey. We rode in New York last week, and this week we're here at Churchill Downs. I love coming to Churchill. It's a different energy level. It's the spirits of all those Derby winners in the air. Every once in a while, one of them jumps into my horse. So, you know, I'm really riding Citation or Secretariat. When I'm in the irons, you know, standing up on that winning horse, I'm the tallest man in the world.
Churchill Downs. Go, baby, go.
Come on out and get some of this action.
Enjoy holiday racing at Churchill Downs Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23rd, and the following Friday, November 24th. Don't miss the $250,000 Fall City Handicap and the 126th running of the $400,000 Clark Handicap. First race, 11:30 a.m. both days.
Come on, think about it. A red-nosed reindeer? A dancing snowman? The six lords a-leaping? Your mom kissing Santa Claus? Ugh. Some things you'll never capture on film. But oh, for all those other times, you'll be glad there's Meyer's next day or free photo processing. Just drop off your film by the store's posted time, and you'll get your pictures back the next day or they're free. Stunning color on Duralife paper from Kodak. So, next time you see Eight Maids of Milken, grab your cereal bowl. Then, grab your camera. Because, hey, this time of year, you never know.
There's a million reasons why and a single star.
Meyer Photo Processing and the holidays. Something just seemed to click.
The Kentucky thoroughbred industry is known around the world as a recognizable symbol of excellence that firmly establishes an international fame for our state. There's a lot to discover about Kentucky thoroughbred racing, an exciting industry that touches the lives of all Kentuckians.
Hi, Wayne Perkey. In all the years of covering the Kentucky Derby, roaming the backstretch during Derby Festival week as we get ready for this most exciting 2 minutes in sports, I've had the opportunity to meet lots of people. Woody Stevens, Stevie Coffin, Laz Barrera, and lots of others. From folks who train horses at Hollywood Downs to those who walk the red carpets at Hollywood premieres. Well, no matter who you are, everybody gets caught up in the excitement of watching the world's greatest thoroughbreds and the ultimate quest, the Run for the Roses. Our state's thoroughbred racing industry brings the world to Kentucky, and what an exciting place that is to be.
This message was brought to you by the Kentucky thoroughbred industry, working for all Kentuckians. Go, baby, go.
I'm a star.
You're the biggest and the brightest by far.
This is the typical Broadway show tune. This is the anti-Broadway show tune. This is Rent, the musical that's reinventing Broadway. Whether you've seen it once or 100 times or never even seen it, now's the time for Rent. There's nothing typical about it.
The Louisville Palace, December 5th through 10th, for 8 shows only. Call Ticketmaster now, 361-3100. A PNC Bank Broadway Series presentation, supported by WHAS 11.
I tried dozens of lotions for my dry, itchy, and sensitive skin, but they all fell short. Then I discovered new Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion.
Gold Bond Lotion is known to relieve dry, itchy skin. And now there's a Gold Bond Lotion for sensitive skin. Triple Action Gold Bond moisturizes, relieves itch, and prevents irritation with dimethicone plus aloe, vitamin E, and oatmeal in a fragrance-free formula.
Gold Bond really works.
New fragrance-free Sensitive Skin Gold Bond Lotion. Gold Bond Relief, as sensitive as you.
It'll be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high around 40. It's 35 at Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Oh. All right, let's talk fast. Here we go, guys. We got
22 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, probably about...
A little less than that, I guess.
20 minutes. I wanted to get some of this email out of the way here. I don't know which show this was meant for, but tomorrow, meaning today, is my husband's 40th birthday, and I was wanting to know if you guys could wish him a happy birthday.
Do we have that on tape?
My son and I would appreciate it very much. My name is Alan. His name is Alan Heatherton from Borden, Indiana. And happy birthday, Alan. So
Joey's kid.
Is that Joey's kid?
Joey Heatherton, yeah.
Dear God. I
don't even remember the name. Is that a
Borden, Borden, say hi to Elmer, Elsie, and the whole clubhouse.
Obscure reference there.
I called the other day the guy named Kelly with the big voice. But anyway, I just want to voice my opinion on a couple of things. First of all, Clear Channel is killing QMF, and it's a slow, painful death. I'm one of those people that have been listening since the beginning. After you two are gone, the only life that will be left will be a few people, Mel, Charlie, and Simon. Taking your show off and replacing it with the Laughing Boys would be like the Derby Festival replacing Thunder over Louisville with the snap, crackle, and pop of Rice Krispies. Now for the second part, your caller Gail, who said that your show had not helped her. I know she was listening because she was talking about things that happened in earlier shows. Mm-hmm. So she should know about all the help you've given the Center for Women and Families. I'm sorry, but that's not being derogatory toward women. I also want to share with her and you what you did to help me. 3 years ago, my wife and I lost our 2-year-old son in an accident. Of course, I thought I would never be happy again. You guys helped me to show me that it's okay to laugh again and help me to laugh again. You two have the power to touch people's lives, and I think Miss Gail owes you and all your listeners an apology. There is way too much serious stuff in the world. We need a show like yours to let loose and have a little fun. Keep up the great work, Kelly. There's really not much you can say after reading something like that.
2-year-old son, that's... I mean, you fall in love after 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that very much.
Thanks.
And then we have some email here from... there's no name on here. But for $23.95, a bottle of Jack and some sheep. He knows a couple of brothers out of E-Town that'll take care of the suits that want to cancel.
I like it.
Hey, dude, that sounds like a Hopkinsville deal. Like, why don't you go ahead and work that?
What is he? I'll get the bottle of Jack. You grab the sheep.
Oh, I know where they are.
Does Hopkinsville High School still play Ballard High School for the old sorghum, the old pine sorghum press?
I don't know. Is that a rivalry?
Well, IU and Purdue have the old oaken bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And some
sorghum bucket.
They play for the old pine sorghum press. And
I know that Hopkinsville and Male High School are playing this Friday night in Kentucky.
They?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
His hometown.
It's my hometown. I didn't go to the high school.
In my alma mater. I went to Louisville Male High School. Mm-hmm. So I have to say it that way.
We'll put a little side action on that. Oh, here's someone we're going to miss. Sean's mom.
Hi there.
Hi, Sean's mom.
Hi, Rocky. Hi, Troy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm just a piece of furniture,
Rocky,
man.
By the way, I'm glad that you're better from your surgery. And I don't know what Sean's laughing about, but...
Because you dissed Mark.
Yeah, you
about Mark?
Mark's feelings were hurt.
Say hi to Mark.
Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry. Mark, I used to listen to you on Stu Williams' show.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
See, no. On you. I hate to get that clever.
Please?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just calling like everybody else to tell you how much I'm going to miss your show. I have to confess, I did start listening to your show about 9 months ago because of your producer.
What a shock.
But after about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I was pretty well hooked. And I will be missing you guys. I will be listening to you, whatever show you do, and I hope it will be a good one, and I'm sure it will be. I will be listening. Promise.
Well, we've had a great time doing this show, and we couldn't have done it without the help of your son.
Well, he's very special, and he speaks highly of you, too. And I would just like to ask a little favor.
Mm-hmm.
Before you leave there today, would you give him a little encouragement? Maybe if you get a gig, you will take him with you, because he's coming home tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any doom and gloom here in this house.
No.
give him a little encouragement. If anything, just to let him know, maybe he would have a chance.
I told you not to
say
anything.
He is in Clear Channel like hair in a biscuit, man. He is going nowhere.
Are you the guy who shows up at like Thanksgiving and bums everybody out?
Yeah, pretty much. Why do that no matter where I go?
What do I have to be thankful for?
I'll see if we can't find a bottle of encouragement pills around here somewhere.
No, I was only teasing, but he does speak highly of you, too, and I've really enjoyed listening to you. I don't know what I'm going to do for the next few months of a morning for 3 hours. I really enjoyed it. And that's being sincere.
Now, maybe you'll get some work done.
Oh, well, I probably will now. And by the way, Rocky, I put the puppy in a room so it couldn't do what it did the other time. Remember?
It was humping your leg.
Yes, that's what you all said.
Oh, it was?
happy Thanksgiving to your families.
Sure will.
Bless you all. Love you all. Love you, Sean. Be careful coming home tomorrow, hon.
All right, Mom.
And
love
to
you,
Gail,
too.
To Gail. To
yeah.
Gail. She's not cool. Bye, guys. We'll miss you all.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you all. Bye.
Bye.
Very much. What's your mom's name, Sean?
Flo.
Flo.
Yeah. I'll be fine, too, Flo. Thanks for asking.
Boy, Mark, you just...
No respect.
That's
no
my mom.
No respect. I've got a job for you guys if you want to do it.
Okay. What
Kentucky Kingdom needs help building their latest ride.
Really?
It's about 6 weeks of work. Has to be done by May the 1st.
And it's called?
It's called the Pig. They put you in a Yugo with three women bowlers and drive you to Tennessee and back. 4 hour super thrill ride. And
is that your standard four ticket ride?
That's a big one. An e-ticket, believe me.
I like that. Well, we might be standing in line for that one.
It'll be fabulous.
All right, let's talk to see who's been holding the longest. Kenny, how are you, Kenny?
How are y'all doing? Y'all deserve everything that they're giving you. All the good compliments. You deserve every bit of it. And we deserve what we get from not speaking up.
Oh, well, a lot of people have spoken up, but apparently it's fallen on deaf ears.
Anybody's not going to do no good, though, because everybody's minds are already made up what it is they're going to do, and they don't care what we want. We just middle-aged people that believe that sometimes you can have a good time, but they're like, no, you can't. No, you're not allowed to.
You just don't spend enough at the mall.
30 songs over and over and over and over. I'm sorry?
If people your age spent more money at the mall, this wouldn't be a problem.
But they say laughter is the best medicine, and y'all dose out so much of it. You really do. And I just want to tell you my thanks, and I really appreciate listening to you a whole lot. And that, you know, just the Clear Channel, they should think about the middle-aged people, though. Because you're right there with us. There's so many of us that they just overlook us, and I don't know why.
You don't spend any money, I'm telling you. Your purchasing habits are established.
It's all about the almighty dollar. That is exactly right.
We live in America, and no one at Procter & Gamble or HBO or CBS gives a tinker's damn what you think about anything. Because you don't spend it.
They do. They go for teenagers and the elderly.
Exactly.
Everybody in the middle.
Exactly. And that Bob and Tom, I'm sorry. When they used to be on somewhere else, we're not mature. Tell them about Bob and Tom. What? Just change the station to Bob and Tom station. Thank God. I mean, we got so sick of it. And it's already ran its run. I hate to tell them. I mean, not to disappoint Clear Channel, but you don't give away the filet mignon for a piece of White Castle. I'm sorry, for a little burger. But that's what they're doing. So I just wish y'all a lot of luck. I'm going to pick up to it. It's your time. Y'all have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny, very much.
Mind your mind.
And now, rushing into the control room to... Are you weepy?
Man, this is so... I tell you what. We were sitting at Fox 41 in the morning. We're all listening because we knew today was going to be the last show. And actually, they're all having a meeting. And I said, I have to go down there and talk to them. So they're all still in a meeting. And I had to take off and come down here, especially after we heard Gail's call. You didn't help her at all. And I just wanted to stop by and say, because we joke around, and Troy and I have known each other for, God, since before Ron passed away. I met Rocky actually before Troy at the Comedy Caravan, and I tried to do a radio show at LRS, and my brother and I came in with this hack tape. Never did radio before, and Rocky sat and listened to it, and I know they had to laugh after we left because it was terrible. I still have a copy of it. I'll let you listen
to
it.
No, I just used that tape to record one of my shows.
But she said, I just wanted to come in and say, first of all, on a community level, what Rocky and Troy have meant to Louisville. I mean, if we look at in the past, just since I was with them for 8 years, over $50,000 donated to the Center for Women and Families. They helped me start the Danger Run. If you remember the first year, it was the Rocky and Troy Danger Run. And that was in its seventh year. And as of today, we've donated over $100,000. The local charities, Metro United Way, the Token Club. If you're ever unfortunate enough to be a guest at the Center for Women and Families, walk in and look at all the brand new furniture that's upstairs, all the beds, that was all paid for by Rocky and Troy. Several charity events, they siphon, you know, the Coast, Jerry Lewis and things, I'm not going to go and name locals, but siphon percentages off. They just donated $5,000-some-odd from the Hackers Open to the Center for Women and Families, and I know for a fact didn't take a dime of it for their own self. On a personal level, when I first got a hold of Troy, I first met Troy, he was backstage at a concert, a Sam Kinison concert, and from that day forward, I would call him relentlessly, you got to get me on the show, you got to get me on the show, you got to get me on the show. And finally, one night, I called him almost in tears because I was digging holes in the ground, building pools, thinking this is such a waste. I was 28 years old, 29 years old, and I'd been all over the world with the Air Force, and here I was digging holes, you know, in the ground. And I asked him, I said, you're my friend. I care a lot about you, but you have to help me. And he put me on the air. I've never had experience before. And because of that now, I've got a beautiful home, a wife. I got a great job on television on a personal level. It makes me very sad that you guys are off the air. I don't know what I will do without listening to Rocky and Troy. I like the show so much. I changed my life to be a part of it, and to have you just discard it, I don't know what to say. It makes me very unhappy. And I just wanted you to know, guys, because of you two, I'm where I'm at today, and I love you both.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much. There's a lot to be said. Unfortunately, it's hard to find the words to say it right now.
Oh. Of course, we're not... He was touching my hand during that. I don't know if that's, you know...
Well, he's gay, but...
Should I have been uncomfortable?
That don't worry about that. Yeah,
that wasn't a skit, was it?
Nah.
No,
not at all. Nah. But we've had a... It's not over yet.
Ordinarily, it would be by Friday, but not... wasn't one today, certainly.
We can't emphasize that enough, that it's not over yet. This show may be coming to an end, but we're certainly not done yet. By any means. So we need to take a break here, Sean?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We got
now
a couple more
would
calls.
Be a perfect time.
Yeah.
Rocky and Troy. Talk Radio 790. WKY.
The Comedy Caravan welcomes back one of your most requested favorites.
Here's some stuff about me. My name is Mark Klein. Politically, I am conservative, and I am extremist, I am reactionary, I am politically incorrect on every possible issue. I have baby Harp Seal seat covers in my car.
From A&E Showtime and CBS 48 Hours, it's the return of the road warrior, Mark Klein.
We went to tour a thoroughbred breeding operation in Lexington. First, they bring in the mare. She does not move a muscle during the entire breeding process. Where they found a married horse, I'll never know.
Don't miss the return of the road warrior, Mark Klein. Call 459-0022 and make your reservation.
We're going to homeschool our child at Churchill Downs right here in Louisville. Look what a kid learns in one day at the track. Look what he's going to learn. Genetics, statistics, psychology, probability, and how to go... That's what he's going to learn how to do.
That's 459-0022 for the Comedy Caravan. Tickling your funny bone for over 10 years.
My husband, right over there, took him a half an hour comparing stats before he could place his bet. As soon as I saw the name, I knew. Mean B. Gene. My fourth grade teacher, Bobby Gene Bitters. Mean as a snake. I guess we kind of take for granted that we live so close to Churchill. Our friends from out of town always want us to bring him here. Well, you know who won the last race?
It wasn't Diamond Jody, was it, Phil?
No. It was Mean B. Gene.
They're moving into the gate.
Look at this horse's name. It's the same color we just painted our house. I'm telling you, it's a sign.
Churchill Downs. Go, baby, go.
Come on out. I'll pick you a winner.
On Saturday, November 25th, the first 10,000 patrons through the admission gates will receive the 2001 Churchill Downs souvenir calendar, courtesy of Williams Gas. Also, you just might see next year's Derby winner run in the Brown and Williamson Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes. First race, 11:30 a.m.
Financial experts like Dave Ramsey recommend getting a second job to get out of debt, or getting a job after retirement to put you ahead of the cost of living. The key is what kind of job. Private industry has a growing demand for security professionals, and more security is filling that demand. And now, they need you to be part of that mission. If you're retired or just looking for a second income, Moore has immediate openings for full and part-time positions. No previous experience is necessary, and hours are extremely flexible. Work when you can, work when you want, as much or as little as you want. Moore Security needs you. Industry needs more, and that equals opportunity. Call now to see if you qualify. 282-5599. That's 282-5599. Flexible hours, good money, good work. It's time to make your move. Make it with Moore Security, the security professionals. 282-5599. Call now, because there's never been a better time to have more.
Christmas chaos is coming. The home of Dunkin' Donuts brings Stone Cold Steve Austin back to Louisville.
Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster locations and the Gardens box office.
Christmas chaos, December 13th at Louisville Gardens.
Christmas chaos,
featuring WWF superstars
King,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
the Hardy Boys,
that knockout from the WWF,
Lita,
Chris Benoit,
and the Big Show.
It's Christmas chaos,
the big guns from the WWF.
UF are spending the holidays in the ring at Louisville Gardens.
Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.
The Gardens Box Office.
Or charge at 361-3100.
General admission, just $12.
Stop by any area Thornton's and register to win a pair of tickets for Christmas Chaos.
Plus, get $2 off your ticket when you bring a Dunkin' Donuts receipt to the Louisville Gardens Box Office.
See the superstars of the WWF up close at the Gardens.
Thornton's presents Christmas Chaos.
For your dollars and cents.
Dave Ramsey. Weekdays at noon on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Yeah, so be it.
We only got just a couple of minutes left. Mark Klein, thank you for spending your day with us on our last show here.
My privilege and pleasure, as you're well aware.
And
wherever you end up, I would deem it an honor to be there sometime.
Love to have you as always. Of course, Mark at the Comedy Caravan all this week, mm-hmm. UMF night tonight. I'll see you out there at 8 o'clock. And let's quickly take as many calls as we can to wrap things up. Henry, how are you, sir?
62 years old, enjoyed your show. I missed you a whole lot, Eric. I'm one of the old parts that listen.
Oh, Henry, care, thank guys. You.
Take care.
All right, man.
All right,
thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
Wow.
Scotty.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's that?
Is this my favorite?
I have, in case you, I'm the Comedy Caravan heckler. You know who I am. And I'm pretty much, I've gone to the caravan just as much to see the comics as I have to see Ronnie Cox. I mean, Rocky. And
you go with what works, man.
What I was wondering is this going to be the end of Rocky and Troy Nights at the Caravan?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
So the comics will still be on Wednesday mornings?
Yeah, we'll work them in there somehow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good to hear it. That's what I was really worried about, and I'm looking forward to seeing Mr. Klein tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, man. Thank you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
Quickly here from the email from Angela McCoy. I'm sitting here at work listening on my radio to you guys and sulking because I know it is your last day. I hope the Clear Channel wakes up and realizes how wonderful you are and how much a part of your listeners' lives you have become and reschedules you in another spot. I enjoyed my rides to college in the morning because I got to listen to you two. You guys made the commute very much worthwhile. I will miss you both terribly, and I am upset that I won't be able to hear any more of Martha's stories. She always kept things interesting. Well, with the holidays near, I wish you both the best. I hope to hear you again soon. God bless you both. Thanks for the entertainment and for keeping me company in my car. Yours truly, Angela McCoy.
Angela, thank you, Angela.
Thank you very much. And again, like I've said before, it ain't over yet, friends.
Said for 15 years, the best audience in the world
is our audience.
Absolutely.
Anytime we've needed anything, wanted anything,
there they are.
You've always come through for us. And whatever our next endeavor may be, we hope you're there with us.
House painting?
Well, you know, how much is Stevie making digging the holes for the pools?
I was going to say, I could probably do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I might not dig the quality holes that he dug, but
No, he could put a little bit more into it.
Yeah. Okay, not a good idea then.
No. Actually, if it involves any physical labor whatsoever, we shy away from it.
Well, especially now, since, you know, you're obviously, you know, shutting down.
Oh, yeah, the body's going quick. but we've had a wonderful, 10 months?
10 months here, yes.
Talk Radio 7. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. It really has.
And check, you know, QMF. Give us a shot there.
We're still there. We know.
For a couple more months.
Until February, and then what Clear Channel decides to do, we have no idea. But as soon as we do know, we'll let everybody know. It's been a wonderful ride on the AM side.
Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless us, everyone.
Have a great one.
Diabetes, heart disease, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, osteoporosis, arthritis, ulcers, and many other diseases were cured in animals over 20 years ago? Why not in us? If you or a loved one is experiencing health problems, do not miss this show. Listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program with Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Waltz.
Listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the radio program, Sunday mornings at 6:05 on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Miss a day. Miss a lot. Talk Radio 790 is WWKY Louisville.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Austin, where the Bush campaign says it doesn't appear to be serious. That's their position right now after Bush running mate Dick Cheney was hospitalized this morning. The 59-year-old Cheney, who has had three heart attacks in the past, was rushed to a Washington, D.C. hospital after complaining of chest pains. As he arrived at the Texas State Capitol this morning, Governor Bush was asked about Cheney's condition by reporters.
How's the secretary, sir? Governor, how's the secretary?
CBS News reporter Tom Foti is at George Washington University Hospital and has the latest from there.